Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. This week I wanted to share 4 ways to use exercise and to learn a language at the same time. I don't know if languages and exercise are 2 things that are normally thought of as being together. But I wanted to share with you some ways that have worked for me to be able to do both of those things at the same time. So to give you a little bit of background, I absolutely love exercise and walking. You know, keeping in shape, and I haven't for the past few years, not consistently anyway. I've had numerous books in the works, which has been a lifelong dream, and in doing so, I've spent more time in front of the computer than I really should, and I also teach full-time, so you know, so exercise was one of the first things that I reduced. And in getting back in shape, I've had to really schedule that time and really build those habits back again. And I wanted to share with you some ways that earlier in my journey as a linguist and wanting to really keep up with both my studies as well as keeping in shape, I wanted to share with you some ways that I've done that and that I'm doing that and some of the results. So a few years ago, after I had finished a book, I had put on a little bit of weight and I got back into my weight loss from walking. And, you know, I think walking is probably one of the most effective ways to keep in shape out there. You don't need any special equipment, it's easy to do, and you can do it anywhere. You can even do it inside. So, in 2019, I lost 20 pounds with walking, and it's really great that you can do this while you're listening to languages at the same time. And as a beginner, I really recommend podcasts are a great way to do it if you want to do that completely for free. I really love, at that time in 2019, I was working on Italian, and there is a plethora of fantastic resources to learn Italian on Spotify. And it was just an amazing way. It was pleasurable. It was fun. A half an hour or an hour a day. If you're an absolute beginner, I really recommend no more than sort of half an hour of language study a day. And one of my very favorites is Pimsleur. And they came out with an app. I want to say it was last year. And if they did before last year, before I found out about it last year, I'm going to wish that I had it before. Pimsleur is a fantastic way to go from nothing to being able to create with languages, and they're 30-minute lessons. And I talk about this in some other episodes that I do with time and languages. As a beginner, that novice level. So from absolute beginner to being able to sort of create your own phrases, I would say lessons of a half hour are absolutely ideal. If you're more advanced, you can go for further without getting sort of, you know, really exhausted mentally. But I would really use that as a rule of thumb. And Pimsleur fits the bill perfectly. I have the app now. I used to use the CDs and the audiobooks, but now it's right on my phone, so I can go easily for a walk. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. That and Spotify or Apple Music podcasts are a fantastic way to get in shape. In my case, it was losing a bit of weight, whatever that means to you. But for me, I think walking is my absolutely favorite exercise. And it fits in so nicely with language learning goals. And for me, for my weight loss goals and my getting back in shape goals, my getting moving more. Walking, another way that is great to use walking is if you have an opportunity going abroad. So one of the things that I absolutely love to do, particularly when I'm in that intermediate, that B level, but I'll do it at any level because I love it, is to study abroad at a private language school. And usually the way that a lot of these language schools are set up, you might go in the morning at a very reasonable hour, sort of 9 o'clock, you go Monday through Friday to a class sort of with one teacher, and it might be grammar or conversation. They might have these organized a little bit differently. And then you go to a class with another teacher. Sometimes you'll have two teachers or three teachers, but essentially it's about 4 hours of study. And then you're out by lunchtime. And then you can be a tourist. Oftentimes they have you live with a family. And if you don't really like that kind of thing, you could get your own accommodation or live in an apartment. I've done all of those things. Most recently, I spent 5 weeks in Paris and went to a private language school. And after, I got to see so much of Paris, and I did it all on foot, and I was able to get moving and lose some weight, which was great. Again, this was in a time period where I was doing a lot of writing and as well as my teaching. And so it was the most wonderful summer. I went everywhere I could possibly go on foot, and I saw parts of Paris that I had never seen before in all the times that I'd been there. So it's a great way to really take advantage, stay in shape, and see parts of a culture you would never have access to from a hotel if you were there as a tourist for a few days. Little hidden cafes, little bookstores, gardens, neighborhoods, seeing how people live. Really an amazing opportunity. And I've been very fortunate to be able to do that for a few times. I'm really fascinated these days with some of the walks that I'm seeing on YouTube. I think that right now there's a lot of virtual walks, and which make a lot of sense. We're not traveling. Circling back to language studies, one of the walks that I've always wanted to do is a walk from Madrid to Santiago de Compostela. I've heard about it for years, and I've heard that it's, you know, they have all the paths to Santiago de Compostela, and for those traditional pilgrimages. But what I really wanted to do was, I want to say it takes a few days, and that there's a really well-planned route, and there's inns along the way. And it takes a few days, and you walk. You see amazing villages and nature, and you really see a side of the country that you would never see. Now, with all of these, with the pandemic, there have been so many interesting virtual walks that I've seen. I've not done one. They've got Hadrian's Wall, I saw an advertisement for. So maybe Googling some of those target language culture places. And if you're at home, getting to turn that into a great walk. There have been some fabulous tours as well that I've seen on YouTube. So, for example, a walk through Sorrento. I wish I could remember the name of the YouTube channel. I'll look it up and leave it for you. But they're walking tours through different cities at night. And while maybe you're not walking, or you could do a, you know, sort of walk in place kind of thing, if you can't leave your house, I think it's a really, really, really interesting way to explore culture and learn languages at the same time. So walking is probably my number one exercise tip as a way to be able to exercise. And in my case, it was losing some of the writer's weight that I put on and learn languages at the same time. Secondly, I'd really like to talk about language immersion. And I talk about this often. I have a background in language immersion. I think it's a really powerful way. It's immersing yourself in languages while you're pursuing another goal at the end of the day. That's one way I would describe it. Back to YouTube, back to those channels, there are fitness videos from all over the world, all over YouTube. And one of the things that I really particularly love about fitness videos is that you might struggle the first time, whether that's your target language or not. And then as you learn the routine, you're learning the language to the point where if you do it a few times a week for a month, you'll know exactly what they're saying. So I think it's a real, and you get all the visuals as well, right? You get to actually hear and watch at the same time. So I think this is a fantastic way to learn languages. Some examples, French yoga, batuca, which is sort of like Zumba in Spanish. It provides movement and it provides language at the same time. Weightlifting, there's so much authentic target language materials out there to exercise and learn languages at the same time. I'll leave some ideas for you, and I really recommend learning some keywords in your target language because that's really going to help you find that. Just take a few moments and write down some keywords of some of the things that you would find personally enjoyable, and those keywords will help you search for that. And with those same keywords, look for reading materials in languages. So for the same reason we said that the movement, the visuals, and the language kind of all at the same time is going to help make that language comprehensible, which is really the key to learning any language is understanding. That's the bottom line. You got to understand first before you do anything with it. Exercise books and magazines and blogs will help you do the same thing, right? And you can really do it at your own pace. You don't have to stop and pause. That's one thing that I really like. So, for example, magazine articles that might have an exercise routine or a blog post, there's a wealth of content out there. And again, learning those keywords that you might use in YouTube, put them in Google and see what comes up. You know, books, exercise books in Italian, you know, in your target language. And the very last way is really a combination of the first three things that I talked about, and that's called a double duty. And we talked about how all of these different ways can help you learn a language as well as, you know, do something, fulfill another goal at the same time. And in my case, it was getting out from behind the computer and moving and getting rid of some of the weight that I put on. And that could mean something completely different for you. And that double duty, you know, I think that, well, I don't think that. I know that we only have so much willpower as people. It's something I really accepted a few years ago. I used to feel like I had infinite willpower, but the reality has never shown me that that's true, that we can only do so much. So with that said, you know, we got to learn how to prune, of course, and think about what's important and what's not. But I have found these all to be really effective ways to be able to combine important goals, important parts of my life, and not give up one. You know, language study has been a really important part of my life, not only because I like it, but I find, and that I've had need for different languages throughout my life for various reasons, professional and personal, but that it really keeps things fresh. And it's just something I don't want to give up. But the reality is there's only 24 hours in a day, and I've got my job, I've got my books, I have a life. And just like the rest of us do, we've all got things on the go, and we only have so many hours or so much will, and something's going to fall by the wayside. So these are a few little tricks that I've learned along the way to be able to realistically keep up my studies, right? My languages are a lifestyle, even if it's only a half an hour a day, even if it's only a half an hour a day on a walk that I do out in my village, right? I'm doing two good things for myself, and they're kind of off my to-do list because I do feel accountable for them, but I also really enjoy it. As a teacher, I also think that it's really important to have some hacks in there to get people moving, right? Get them up out of their seats and get them doing something fun, those good brain breaks that you're not taking away from language time. And I think that dance tutorials and the exercise tutorials are a super fun way to get some language and movement and some variety. Absolutely critical, the variety. I absolutely love Duolingo, and I love a lot of the material that we see in our language study books, but you do the same thing over and over and you'll get bored. And these are some ways to consider spending some time, some of your language time, with movement and exercise. Have them serve double duty. Maybe do a 5-week stint of walking. Maybe do a 5-week stint of yoga lessons or dance lessons on YouTube. Maybe learn a new exercise routine in your target language from a book. So I'll leave some resources for you, some videos that I really like, as well as I'll leave the Pimsleur app as well for you, because I think that's just super useful, and you can do a half an hour lesson and walk. That's one of the things I really can consistently do and really reap both the health and linguistic benefits of. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the 5-Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.